弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。
Good morning, peace to our brothers and sisters.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
今天是今年最后一个主日。
This is the last Sunday of this year.
刚好圣诞节啊，也在今天。
It just so happened this Christmas.
所以我们真是可以双重的感恩。
So we have a double blessing to give to the Lord.
因为我们感谢神一年保守我们到今天。
We thank him for kept us safe till this day.
并且我们展望明年要更好。
And we look forward to a better next year.
另外我们可以感恩的是我们在这段时间可以再度思想主耶稣为什么降生到世上来。
And another thing to be thankful is we can now meditate why the Lord is born to this world.
圣诞节实在是我们基督徒一个很大的一个节日。
Christmas is a great holiday for Christians.
因为神用各种不同的恩赐礼物给我们。
Because God's given us all different kinds of gifts.
我们有时候在思想为什么神让他儿子降生到世上来。
Sometimes we think why does God let his son born come to this
world? 我们真的是可以感到很惊奇。
We're truly amazed.
有时候可以说不完。
And cannot finish the.
因为这是神给人最好的礼物。
This is the best gift you can give to man.
哥林多前书保罗他讲说感谢神他有说不尽的恩赐。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul says that thank God he has inexhaustible gifts.
那句话的真正意思是说保罗感谢神神的礼物实在太好了他几乎没有办法用言语去形容。
In other words, Paul is saying that the gift is so great I cannot describe it in any language.
而圣诞节这件事情耶稣为什么降生到世上神给带给人的好处如果大家对整个神的救恩圣经所的教导实在是很难用几句话可以明白
And indeed the greatness of the gospel why Jesus came to this world in Christmas it is difficult for us to describe just a few
各种不同的恩赐
It's so many different gifts
不只是我们讲的说得救上天堂
Not just we say be saved and go to heaven
各种不同神要给赐给我们各种喜乐、平安、盼望、力量，通通智慧，通通在耶稣基督降生这件事情，让神要赐给我们。
Or even that we talk about peace and joy and strength and power, all given to us
wisdom
through the birth of Christ Jesus.
那今天我用刚刚我们所读这段经文跟大家在思想耶稣降生的一个礼物。
And I want to use this scripture we just read to consider another gift.
这个讲到这个经文，我突然把它放到不同地方耶。这段经文很清楚告诉我们，神要赐给我们人真正饱足的食物。
Here it is very clear that God wants to give us the true food to satisfy us.
我们人都在追求饱足。
We all seek satisfaction.
是不是？我们努力工作，希望我们自己有温饱。
We work hard so that we can be fed.
我们希望家庭有温饱。
We feel that our family should have a comfort.
这很重要。
These are important.
但是如果只是这样就饱足吗，弟兄姐妹们
？But will you be satisfied merely by these?
如果只是这样就饱足，那就容易了，是不是
？If you are, then it's easy.
当然，我们当中很多年纪大的，我看大概你们这样就很饱足了。
I see some of the elderly here, and probably you feel.
但是其实我想起来不一定啊。如果你的儿女不孝顺，我保证你不饱足。
I don't quite certain to think so. If your children are not okay,
那如果你说从一个人的一生只是食物可以饱足吗
？Can your life be only satisfied by food?
不，食物完以后，人还要追求各种的宴乐、喜乐，对不对
？After bread, we still go after all different kind of happiness.
哦，要有精神食物。
We have a food for the soul.
要好的友情。
We want a good friendship.
要好的爱情。
Good love.
这个还不够啊！有些人这些都有了，他还要成功，讲究成功。
Moreover, people still want to be successful.
所以他一定要升官升的越高越好。
So he has to get promoted.
因为他需要被人家认同，他才能够满足。
He has to be recognized.
但只是这样就被人满足吗
？But is that enough?
人家还要说这个人做人做得不错。
People have to say this person a good character.
这个人真是好会做人。
And he knows how to be a person.
他知道让别人也蒙福。
He knows how to bring blessings to others.
所以人讲究就要出名，要被认同。
So we want recognition.
所以你看看我们中国人呢，很早以前就有这种观念的，不必圣经启示就知道人很不容易饱足的。
Even before the Bible, the Chinese a long time ago knew this.
你在春秋战国的时候，鲁国有一个人叫叔孙豹，他就这样讲。
In the days of the Warring States, there is a 叔孙豹person.
对，他就在讲到人，他说大上有立德。
Regarding man, he said, high above their virtues.
Yeah, people want to reestablish their virtue, huh? 然后呢，其次呢，要立功。
And then you have to establish your accomplishment.
Yeah, 让人家认同。然后呢，要立言，至少我还可以有一点学问，让人家称赞一下。
And then you have to give some good speech to show off that you have some knowledge.
所以难怪我年纪轻轻的时候就要拿博士学位， you see.那时候我还没有认识耶稣，我在求宝足，我要立言
啊，
要著作，要学问。
For knowledge, I went after to get a PhD when I was young.
像我们的庄弟兄，你看他立言，他有很多的著作。
Like one here, he has a lot of knowledge.
人在各种不同方面，这就是我们中国人的所谓立功、立德、立言三不朽，永恒的。
And this is the Chinese called the three permanent virtues.
所以你看到没有，人的饱足是需要永恒去饱足他的。
So you see, in order for us to be satisfied, we have something eternal.
所以你这段经文，耶稣就在告诉我们，这个饱足哪里可以拿到。
So here Jesus said that we can get that satisfaction.
首先，他在告诉人错误的饱足的方向。
First, he's pointing out the wrong direction.
我们来仔细看这个经文啊，24节啊，他说众。人见耶稣和他的门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百隆来找耶稣。一找到了耶稣以后，就说：“拉比，你什么时候来？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼怎么样得饱。”
So in verse 24-26 here, when they saw Jesus, Jesus said, "Verily I tell you, you're looking for me not because you saw the signs, but because you want to be filled of the loaves."
看到没有，耶稣他指出人很可怜，还没有认识神，还没有找到神的礼物，耶稣基督降生的这个礼物他还没有接受进去的时候，很不容易饱足。耶稣指出这里人类的一个共同的错，以为吃饼就可以得饱足。
Jesus here pointed out a common mistake that people before they know the Lord, know the gift of God, they feel thatAs long as you have some bread, you'll be filled.
我这里不是在否定吃饼不重要啊，弟兄们，吃饭很重要。我不吃饭的话，我今天不能来这里讲道了啊。
I'm not saying that not taking food is a good thing.
我更没有否认说我们要求温饱，要有好的家庭，要有好的 income， 让我们能够好好的啊做其他的事，健康啊，不是这个意思。
I'm also not saying that we should go after food or success and to have a good family and health and to do the work of the Lord.
但是如果只是这样吃就能够得饱，那就错了。
But if you could truly be satisfied by food, that's
wrong. Yeah. 耶稣这段经文，你们如果都知道背景啊，就大概知道他在强调什么。
So if you know the background, you know what Jesus said.
因为呢，耶稣先前呢，四福音都有记载，他行了一个什么神迹啊？很重要的五饼。二鱼的神迹。
Because right before this, he performed a miracle.
因为耶稣到世上来，他教导人真理啊，怎么样认识神，神是怎么样的。然后他也用着，因为他神的大能，他也解决人的肉体的问题啊，包括医病、赶鬼、治病。
So not just he teaches the truth of God coming to this world, he also uses miracle by healing, by exercising, and then he brings blessings to people.
那么很多人大概20,000人就去听着他讲道啊。
So this time about 20,000 people who gathered before the Lord.
那么到傍晚的时候，耶稣很有怜悯心，他说这么古代啊，天黑了去哪里找食物了？他就怜悯他们，甚至他有这个爱的怜悯的心。
So by evening, Jesus saw this multitude before him, feeling that they are hungry. He has compassion in his heart.
一方面，他也要借这个时候来试验那些信他的门徒，到底知道他是谁啊？所以他就说：“你们给他吃，要考验他们的信心。”
So on one hand, he wanted to test the disciples truly who they believe in. He said.Go and give them some food to eat.
所以他就叫这些门徒啊，你们喂饱他。
Tell the disciples to feed them.
这些门徒说，耶稣啊，我们这里找了半天，大概只有五个饼两条鱼，可能有些人还偷偷的藏着不拿出来啊。我们只有五个饼两条鱼，怎么可能喂饱这里15,000或2,000的人呢？
And the disciples say, really, we only found five loaves and two fish. How can we feed this multitude with these?
你看，对耶稣的认识还不够，不知道他是真正最重要，他是神，无所不能，能够足的信靠。结果耶稣那时候为了怜悯这些百姓，他就洗五饼二鱼，喂饱五千男人，大概两万个人左右。
So in spite of the not believing that this person Jesus is the most important who can do everything, Jesus performed the miracle and fed 5,000 men, as the Bible says.
那么耶稣做完，他怕这些人只又只看重饼，所以耶稣晚上就离开他们了啊。去自己去祷告。
But that night Jesus didn't want them to have the wrong focus, so he left them and went to the mountain.
他就准备从加利利海的东边到西边加百隆。
And he sent his disciple from the east side of Galilee to west side of Capernaum.
同时最后呢，门徒坐船，然后门徒我不讲，在碰到暴风也很紧张。耶稣后来又考验他们信心，又帮助他们到海的另外一边。
And so happened that his disciple was traveling through boat. There was a storm, and Jesus walked on the water to help them.
Yes. 然后呢，第二天这些人呢，当初他喂饱那些人起来以后，耶稣到哪里去了？耶稣被抓走了吗？耶稣怎么不见了？赶快一下啊，一定到海那边，赶快跑啊，就去找他去了。
So next day, the multitude were questioning themselves, "Where is Jesus?" And they found out he's on the other side of Capernaum, so they all went after him.
圣经说他们就坐船，哇！我想那时候带一个船队啊，两万，哇！大家坐船去了，他就找耶稣。
The Bible said they went by boat. I imagine there are thousands of boats.
二十五节说在海的那边西边就找到耶稣了。
And he says here that the other side of the sea they saw.
这些人还蛮知道礼貌的啊。
And they at least know how to behave properly.
明明是要来叫耶稣再给我多一点饼啊，不好意思讲说，拉比啊，你什么时候到这里了？很客气啊。
In their heart, they want to be fed again, but then they say, you know, Rabbi, why are you here?
不敢开门见山啊，耶稣啊，你怎么不赶快再给我多一点饼啊？耶稣，你什么时候到这里？很客气。
And they dare not to be so bluntly and say, "How to feed us again, Lord?"
耶稣知道人心的。
But Jesus knew their heart.
耶稣很严肃的，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我只是喂饼，不是因为我是神。
But he seriously said to them, "I verily, verily, I tell you, you seek me because of the food, not because I am God."
今天我们有时候也会这样子。
It happened to us today also.
有些人哇，我信耶稣，他会给我绿卡。
Some people say, "I believe Jesus, I could get my PR."
我信耶稣，他给我一个好太太。
I believe in Jesus, he gave me a good wife.
我信耶稣，他给我好工作。
Or a good job.
就这样子而已。
And that's all.
但是我们忘记了神跟人之间的那种关系，信靠、倚靠跟敬重的关系。
But he forgets that we must depend and must respect the relationship we have with God.
因为如果人没有跟这个永恒的神连在一起，有一种爱。彼此爱神，被神爱，没有这种在神里头信靠安息，没有在这种神慢慢学习行他的话语，让他活在我们的改变我们的心思意念，我们不可能真正得保，就像个永恒。
Well, if we do not develop, be living in this loving and peaceful and seeking relationship with God, we cannot be truly satisfied.
所以耶稣把他们的错误就讲出来。
So Jesus pointed out their mistake.
你们只是喂饼，以为只有食物就够了，没有真正跟我之间有一种爱、信靠的关系。
You only come for the food, but you're not come here for that loving and trusting relationship with me.
然后耶稣呢，不只是讲 negative 负面，他开始把正面的告诉他。
So not just negative, but now Jesus giving the.
所以二十七节他怎么讲？不要为那必坏的食物劳力。他讲就是我们平常日常生活而已，不要只是为那个。还要为什么存到永生的食物劳力，就是我降生就是要赐给你们说不尽的恩赐，耶稣基督降生这个给我们那个永生的食物。
So in verse 27 Jesus pointed out that do not work for the food that perishes but the food that endures to eternal life which is me. I am the son of man who comes to this world and I'll give you that eternal food.
这个永生的食物呢，如果真正按照原来意思说存到永恒的食物。
Well, this eternal food in its original meaning that it will last until eternity.
它意思就是说这些食物是满足人那个最基本需要，就是必须跟那个不朽不变永恒 连在一起那个需要，如果那个你没有，其他世上的什么立功立德立言都没有办法解决你的人，因为人有一个永恒的需要。
Because this eternal food has to solve this eternal need we have, which is in our soul. It is not the success, the money, or recognition in this world. Those are short-lived. It's the eternal need we must have.
人真的是有永恒的需要，是不是？
We know that human being has that eternal need.
你看，人会想到我死了又往哪里去？
Because man could think, what would I go after I die?
我往哪里去？
Where am I going?
如果这个不解决，我在这个世上干什么意义都没有。
If you do not solve that riddle, there is no meaning living.
并且我们看到这个世界的不公义的败坏，我们就很期望有永恒不变的至高的神最后会主持这个解决这个问题，要不然我们气都气死， right?
Well, we see the injustice in this world, so we have the thought that there must be some.Eternal God who could bring judgment to all this.
我们有时候看到这个不公义，我们都很气。如果你亲自被不公义的侵犯，你有时候会气的，一辈子不能饶恕。
Well, that's a simple by looking, but if you actually been touched by injustice, there is something that your whole life you will not forgive.
假设说，人家把你放到这个人民公社，无缘无故把你关一辈子，然后不管你什么见识，不管，然后呢，一辈子你看不到。一个公义的伸张，你会承受得了吗
？Well, let's say if you are unreasonably in prison for life and they have no chance of coming out, would you feel that your whole life is being oppressed and wasted?
但是感谢神，我们知道有一位永恒不变公义的神，最后要伸张正义。
But praise the Lord, there is one who is just and who will eventually bring all judgment to this world.
That's why, 为什么我们可以在这个世界上还是可以靠着耶和华行善，还是可以继续的活着有盼望。
That's why we can still live in this world in the name of God. We can do good and we can still live with hope.
人不只有这个永恒的归属、永恒的正义的需要，人还有这个永恒不变的爱的需要。
Well, not only we have the need of eternity, but we also need the eternal love.
人需要永恒的接纳的认同，知道把你看，不管你是学问高低，不管你有没有钱，把你看成你是很有价值，并且我永远接纳你。
We also need this eternal recognition that we have value.
这个在这个世界上可以找得到吗？
Is this something we can find in this world?
找得到的话，为什么在美国在中国也越来越多？为什么婚姻的两个只剩下一个了？
Why, if it's so, then how come there's so many marriages that's broken?
为什么结婚的时候都要发誓言呢？我一辈子，不管你是贫穷富有，你健康，你生病，我永远不离弃你。
Or even when we swear the oath of marriage, for better, for worse, for rich or poor, I'll never leave you.
这是证明人有一个爱的需要，接纳的需要。
It proves that human being has this need for love and recognition.
最近我看报纸，在台湾有一个首富，就跟那个我要95%都捐出去。
Recently, a rich person in Taiwan wanted to donate 95% of his own.
因为我怕我的孩子，我到时候不捐出去，他们以后彼此吵架争财产，这个爱都没有了。
He's afraid that his children is going to fight for the inheritance if he doesn't donate.
甚至有些人呢，父母分把财产不公，把父母的名誉都把它损伤掉。
And even during their fight, they will defend their parents.
没有什么永恒。
There's nothing eternal.
但人又有这个需要。
But we have this need.
人需要永恒的归属、永恒的意义、永恒的接纳跟爱，还有永恒的真理。
We need not just a place for eternity, a home. We need to be eternally accepted, and also need the eternal truth.
为什么人常常看这个不对就很气？对，因为人在找什么叫做绝对的对。
Because so often we are very upset for right or wrong because we're looking for an absolute truth.
这只有神可以解决这个问题。
Only God can solve this.
耶稣说：“我是神，要赐给你们，因为我要把这个让借着我，你可以跟永恒连在一起，你可以得永生，并且你知道永恒的真理，你找到这个永远不变的爱跟接纳。”
Jesus said, "I am the gift that God will give to you. I am the connection between you and this eternity."
没有这个，只是靠饼不可能。
Without this, only dependent on food is impossible.
圣经给我们清楚的例子。
It's a very clear example. The Bible is.
你看那个旧约，大家如果读过这个传道书你就知道。
If you've read the Ecclesiastes, you will know.
你看，传道书记载一个君王所罗门。
Described as King Solomon.
他要有什么有什么。
Whatever he wants, he gets.
他食物吃太好吃的厌了，最后说把盖庭院各种的享受都盖，宫廷什么都来。
He got tired of good food and he enjoyed all different kind of joys in this world.
娶了太太喜新厌旧，三四千个太太，什么都有。
Many houses, 3,000 wives.
他这个什么都有，他寻求学问、立言，中国人讲的。
And after this, you go after wisdom.
所以他是植物当时的最伟大的植物学家。
He was the greatest botanist.
动物学家。
Yeah, zoologist.
作诗歌三千多首啊，这个是这个文学家。
He's a psalmist. He wrote a lot of songs.
圣经说那时候是中东一带最有智慧的人。
The Bible says he was the greatest person in the Middle East.
连非洲啊那一带的国，很多人来跟他请教啊，你的智慧从哪里来
？Including people in Africa come to seek after his knowledge.
但是他有饱足吗
？But was he satisfied?
常常觉得还是有一个空虚在那里。
He very often feels an emptiness in his heart.
虚空的虚空。
It's a vanity of vanity.
虚空的虚空。
Vanity of vanity.
到他老年，他终于回归真神，跟神建立这种依靠、这种爱的关系了，他找到真正的安息。
In his last days, he finally returned back to God. He found that eternal.
他知道这个真正的宝座没有神不可能的。
Found out without God, there's no true.
我不是在讲知识上啊，我在讲说他跟神之间的那种。关系那种爱跟那种信靠跟那种个人上的这种依靠关系。
We're not talking about knowledge. We're talking about a personal relationship and dependency to God.
所以传道书三章十一节他这样结论，他神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
So Ecclesiastes 3:11 says God creates all things in the right time. He sees it's good.
又将永恒安置在世人的心里。
And he puts eternity into the hearts of people.
然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透，虚空的虚空。
But people could not understand the work of God and they feel vanity of vanity.
他知道人有一个永恒的需要。
He knew that there is an eternal need.
人需要这个永恒的归宿。
People need this eternal home.
人需要这个永恒的正确，就是真理。
We need an eternal truth.
人需要这个永恒不变的爱、认同跟接纳。
We need this immutable and eternal love and acceptance.
他知道要从神那里来。
He knows it can only come from God.
他说没有的话，虚空的虚空。
He said without it, it's all vain, it's all vanity.
所以耶稣这里照样的告诉这群人。
So Jesus here said the same thing.
正确的就是找到那永恒的食物。
The true thing is to find the eternal food.
而他说我就是人子，我就是神要把这个永恒的需要来解赐给你们的。
And he says, I, the Son of Man, is that answer that God want to give to you.
我们所信的这位耶稣不是一般的圣人而已。
This Jesus we believe in is not just a saint.
不是只是一般宗教的领袖，因为很会思考，所以创造一些道理而已。
Or a sage of a religious order.
或是不是只是一个很有智慧的哲人呢、啊？可以思考解决人的心灵上困难而已。
He's not just a very wise philosopher who can solve our problems.
他是道成了肉身，那永恒的神的儿子，道第二位格的神，神为了爱我们世上的人，让他到世上来，借着他向人启示他自己。
But he's the Word became flesh. He's the second person of the Godhead who came to this world to reveal himself.
他让我们连着他的时候，我们可以活出真正永恒的生命。
And as long as we connected with him, we can live in this eternal.
解决我们那个永恒的需要的满足。
And our need for eternity is solved.
他自己说：“我是道路、真理、生命。”
He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
若不借着我，人不能到父那里去。
Not through me, no one can come to the Father.
生命在我里头，生命是人的光。有了我，你才能真的找到真相光。
Life is in me, and life is the light of man. And with me, you can truly find the light.
并且我的爱是永恒不变的。
And my love is eternal.
不管我们在怎么样的败坏，只要我们愿意悔改、接受耶稣的爱，他都接纳我们，永远不变。
Doesn't matter how wicked you are, but as long as you turn around and accept Jesus Christ, He will accept you.
不管我过去是怎么样的人，我过去做什么错事，耶稣说，我把你看成像儿女，完全的接纳你。这个爱是从现在到永恒。
Doesn't matter what you have done in the past. Jesus said, "I accept you now as my child. This love is eternal."
是的，我们有时候背逆他，所以有时候他会管教我们一下。
Indeed, we may rebel against him. He will temporarily discipline.
但他从不撇弃我们。
But he never throws us away.
我的怒气、仗义只是顷刻之间。他这样讲。
He says, "My anger and rage is only temporary."
但是我用永远的慈爱连续你。
But I use eternal love to take care of you.
因为耶和华是你们的救赎主。
Because Jehovah is our Savior.
在这个动荡的世界里头，人需要那个永恒不变的平安。
In this shaking world, we constantly need this eternal peace.
我们在公司里头，在家庭里头，彼此常常的争吵啊，争论。
Well, in your work, in your home, we constantly have arguments.
我们看到环境有时候让我们忧虑不安。
And the environment creates anxiety as well.
但耶稣说，在这个世上虽有苦难，在我里头有平安。
But Jesus said, although you're persecuted in this world, but you have peace.
因为你从不会被我撇弃。
Because I will never abandon
you. 并且世上短暂，你一定最后在我的怀抱里头。
And you will eventually be within my arms embrace.
这是耶稣要赐给我们的。
This is what Jesus will give to us.
他是那存到永恒的食物。
Because He is that food that lasts until eternity.
他解决我们那永恒人类最基本的需要。
He will solve our basic need for eternity.
没有这个永恒的需要被解决，人类的一切的富贵、富有、名望什么都没有办法真正满足人的需要。
Need is not solved whether it's riches, whether it's joy or happiness in this world. It cannot help us.
可惜这些人啊，耶稣这么严肃的，我实实在告诉你，还用神迹给他们看，他们仍然信不住耶稣。
So unfortunately, these people, though Jesus gave them signs and words, they still could not believe in Jesus.
那时候他们还听不懂。
They still could not understand.
我常在想，圣诞节我们要回想，我今天的信耶稣信仰是不是明白这个
？Normally in Christmas, I want to reflect about my faith. Do I truly know what I believe in?
除了感谢耶稣为我们降生，我们要回想我跟他的关系。
Aside from thanking Jesus' birth, we need to reconsider our relationship with.
我是不是每一年对耶稣的认识越来越清楚，对他的话语的教导越来越能够领受到心里，而对我产生那属灵的力量、跟平安、跟满足
？Is my knowledge of Him increased year by year? Has become more and more a strength in my heart, so I can live with satisfaction.
那两万人那时候还不清楚。
At least 20,000, they have not yet.
所以他们又问耶稣一个问题。二十八说，耶稣，我们要做什么事才能够得做真正做神的工，好赚到你那个永的食物的意思
？And they ask Jesus another question in 28. Says, "What must we do as if they could earn this eternal life?"
他们想的是好像世界上我要赚。特别的加班，老板我就可以赚到你给我的 bonus。
They think that they're in the world that if I had to work extra hard, maybe my boss would give me this.
或者说，耶稣，我要成为怎么样的好人啊，我才能够得到那个存到永恒的食物
？Or he says, what kind of person should I be in order to gain this eternal?
或者耶稣，我是不是要成为圣人，做很多好事，那你才能够给我那个永恒的食物
？Must I be a saint and do a lot of good work in order to gain this eternal food?
耶稣不排除那些很重，但耶稣有一个最基本，他告诉他说，信。神所差来的就是做神的工，信我就是做神的工。
Well, Jesus did not dismiss those, but he said to believe he who sent, that means believing in me, that is the word of God.
真正的宝足是从你跟神的关系，也就是你跟我的关系，你是不是真的信我，真的可以交托信靠我，把生命的主权交给我，然后跟随我。
True satisfaction comes from the relationship between you and Jesus Christ. Can you hand over to Him your entire life and all His sovereignty to Him?
这些人还是不懂啊！这些人真如此不可教也啊！中国人如此不可教。
And these people are still cannot understand.
耶稣，你做过什么神迹啊？你的五饼二鱼还不够看？你做过什么神迹？我相信你是那个永恒的神。
And they challenge.
我信靠你，我 绝对在永恒上绝对满足我永恒的需要。
Challenge Jesus says, "Well, the five loaves and two fish is not enough. We need a bigger miracle. We need to see something."
是我们的祖宗他在讲摩西啊，摩西当初我们以色列人本来当奴隶在埃及啊，摩西带我们出旷野啊，那时候不止你今天两万人，我们那时候人更多啊，这五十万、一百万 maybe， 然后我们都没有食物吃，摩西叫天上降食物下来，就马拿就下来，鸽子就下来给我们吃，你像摩西吗？耶稣
？Well, they challenge you by saying they have a greater miracle when Moses led more than 2 million people in the wilderness and ate manna. Is this you any greater than that？
对，我们怎么可以把永恒这件事教你？你是神吗？挑战耶稣。
So they challenge him. Are you God? How can we put this eternal question?
耶稣给他们指出真相啊，三十二到三十三章，他说那时候摩西能够叫天上降下食物，暂时在旷野喂饱你，因为你们那时候的确有困难。是天上我的神，耶稣的，他讲他的父神就是耶稣的，我也是我们的。降下不是摩西有这个能力，是神降下来的。
So Jesus revealed to them here is that the power is not resting in Moses, but power rests in my Father in heaven who gave you the food.
耶稣称天上神是父。
He calls the God in heaven my Father.
他意思是说，我也是那一位神的儿子，道也是神，我可以把这个给你们满足。
In other words, if I am His Son and I am also God, I can satisfy.
这些人还是听不懂啊，真是很糟糕啊。包括我们这些基督徒不要这样子哈，当了二十年基督徒还是以为只有食物可以饱足，永恒的饱足却找不到啊，就很惨。
Well, it's very unfortunate they still don't understand. I hope for us, maybe Christian for a long time, we're only not looking for this outside food and looking for this eternal satisfaction.
他们跟耶稣，耶稣啊，你赶快给我食物多一点啊，你食物啊，给我吃，让我永恒饱足。
Not be like these people who said to Jesus, "Let me have that food. Let me have that bread. Let me be satisfied."
耶稣不否认他们这样的罪，但知道他们只是为食物饱。耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”他才讲到，有了我，你可以永恒的需要可以解决。到我来的不饿，信我的不渴。他才讲灵里的饿不饿跟真正的饱足。
But Jesus did not dismiss their need, but he turned around and says, "I am the bread of life, and you have thirst and need." Talking about spiritual thirst and need, you could come to me; I can satisfy you.
但是耶稣跟他讲说，你们还是不信。耶稣知道他们。
But Jesus still concluded by saying, "I know you don't believe."
耶稣再一次的，从三十六节到最后四十一节，他再一次启示他是谁。
Because in verse 36 to 41, he again revealed himself.
他说：“我就是那天上的神，把他这个儿子差到世上来。”
So I am the God in heaven who sent His Son to this world.
目的就是叫你们在永恒里头一个都不失落。
So that none of you will be lost in eternal life.
并且在末后的日子，最后公义必伸张，神必掌权，你必定在一个永远神掌权的环境里头，最后你必复活。
And not only that, but you'll be resurrected when the day of judgment, the day of justice comes, and that you will live forever.
然后说一切。看到我就信的就得永生。
So whoever believes in me will have eternal life.
可惜这些犹太人那时候还是不明白。
Unfortunately, these Jews still do not understand.
今天我们感谢耶稣。
But today we praise the Lord.
今天在这里我们想到圣诞节，我们可以相信为什么？因为耶稣后来启示更大的工作，他死了又复活了。
But today in Christmas, we can understand that Jesus has a greater revelation in that he died and resurrected.
因此我们今天可以相信耶稣
，so that we can believe in Jesus.
我们承认他是主
，we acknowledge that He's the Lord.
我们感谢他爱我们
，we thank Him for His love.
我们愿意来跟随他
，we want to follow Him.
如果我们这个信心的关系越来越成长，我们会真正的帮助。
If this relationship of faith grows, then we will truly be satisfied.
最后我讲的故事就结束。
And lastly, I'll conclude with the story.
这是真实的故事。
This is a true story.
这是圣诞节的故事。
Story of Christmas.
很多人可能知道有一个美国一个作家，很有名的基督徒作家。
American Christian writer.
这个人叫 Lee Strobel.
This name is Lee Strobel.
他写过一本书啊，很多基督徒都看过哈，叫做 The Case for Christ.
And he wrote this book that many of you may know, "Case for Christ."
中文版本叫《重审基督》。
And this is the Chinese issue.
这本书是一个告诉一个人为什么要信耶稣啊的一个很理性很好的一本书，我们教会都用来传福音，尤其给一些是理性的人可以去看，因为他这个人是一个啊很学法律的。
This person is a lawyer, and he wrote this book in a very logical
way. Lee Strobel 呢是一个很有学问的人。
He's a very knowledgeable person.
他是耶鲁大学法律系毕业，是全世界最好的法律系毕业。
He graduated from the law school of Yale.
然后他毕业之后当了检察官，后来他被这个芝加哥一个最有名的报纸《Chicago Tribune》请去做专栏记者，都是专门写书写报道这种专门特别需要思考的啊专文。
And after he practiced in law, he was hired by Chicago Tribune to write the editorials.
他在这个那时候他还不是基督徒，他在这个报纸界得到很多世界的奖。
大奖。He received many awards. At the time, he wasn't a Christian yet.
对吧？1974年的不止这样，这个人后来呢，甚至于美国的大的这个电视都常常访问他的，像 CNN、Fox、ABC、PBS 都访问过他，是相当成功的一个人。
Network TV like Fox、CNN or ABC。
1974年的圣诞节的前一天，就是昨天了 ，Christmas Eve。
In the Christmas Eve of 1974,
他在 Chicago Tribune 的办公室上班。
He was still at work in the Tribune's office。
其实不是很忙。因为圣诞节前一天嘛，有的人去度假也没什么大事。
Not many people still at work at Christmas.
他就一个人在办公室。
He was there alone.
然后呢，他就突然想到有一个家庭。
All of a sudden, he remembered a family.
这个家庭呢，是他在一个圣诞节前一两个月，他为这个 Chicago Tribune 写了一个专栏的这个整个月的很多文章的报道。
And he has written one of the editorial concerning his family a few months before Christmas.
这个系列专栏叫做《芝加哥最有需要的人》
And the title of the editorial is the most needy of Chicago.
当然，他不只是有访问我刚才讲那个家很多，但是这个家庭那个下午特别让他回忆，让他心思有一种激荡。
But many families he had written, but this particular one reminded him a lot.
为什么那个家庭让他特别那天下午想到了
？Why is it that he specially thought about it?
因为这个家庭呢，只有一个祖母。
Because this family has only one grandmother.
大概60岁出头。
It's about 60 years.
她名字叫 Perfecta.
Her name is Perfecta.
只有两个孙女。
Two granddaughters.
一个叫 Lydia 11岁，姐姐 Jenny 13岁。
Jenny is 13 and Lydia 11.
这个。家庭住在芝加哥一个很贫穷的贫民区。
And they live in one of the slum area in Chicago.
这个事实上那个公寓啊，只有两个 bedroom.
There's a two-bedroom apartment.
那一带到处都是蟑螂。
And there are cockroaches all over the place.
这个祖母呢，为什么？因为她长期的风湿，只能打点零工，不能赚太多钱所以养了两个孙女，当然只能住那种地方。
This grandmother has a rheumatoid arthritis, couldn't really hold on.
当这个记者 Lee Strobel 他记起那一天他去探望他们的，为了采访，他吓了一跳。
So when Lee one day went to interview them, he was surprised.
他打开门进去，发现家里怎么空空，什么都没有，没有椅子，没有家具，没有地毯，墙上也没有什么。这个什么都没有只有一个冰箱都不要提了，没有什么 stove， 就只有一个一个小餐桌，上面还有一些米。
He says there's no furniture, there's no rugs, no sofa.
然后呢
？Just a little table.
然后再问他们，他更吓了一跳，因为这个家庭呢，那个两个孙女呢，因为很贫，两个孙女就只有一个 dress 就短裙，然后一个 dress。
And the two girls have a very few things to wear. They just have one dress and some shorts.
两个人共用一件毛衣。
And they share one sweater.
然后他们还好住那个公立学校，只有半里路，所以冬天的时候，两个姐妹去上学是，妹妹先穿着毛衣走一半，又脱下来给姐姐穿，然后等。
Well, as they are walking to school every morning, the younger one will wear the sweater first, and halfway through, she will take it down and give to her sister.
然后呢，让他觉得很惊讶的就是，他发觉了这个家庭虽然这么贫穷，他发觉那个祖母啊，却仍然对耶稣有很深的信靠。
The most amazing thing he found that though they are so poor, but this grandmother has deep faith of Jesus.
他告诉他说：“我相信耶稣不会撇弃我。”
And she said that I believe Jesus won't abandon
them. 她看到他们虽然很贫穷，什么都没有，却有很大的饱足，盼望与平安。
She saw that though they're very poor, but they have a lot of warmth and satisfaction and peace.
他们没有一种绝望或自怜的这种光景。
They have no self-pity or hopelessness.
所以那时候他就写一个文章，就来报道这个家，成为他的材料，就这个家庭的其中他报道的专栏的一个家庭。
And he used this as material for one of his editorials.
所以那个下午他就想起来说，嗯，没事可干了、啊，没同事都没有来上班。他说我要再去看看那个家庭怎么样，出于好奇啊。
So that afternoon he said, "Well, no one is here. Out of curiosity, let me go visit them again."
反正我老板要找我 ，cell phone 一打就够了。
My boss want to find me, he can call me on my phone.
所以他就开着公司的车就去这个探望那个家庭。
So he drove the company car and went to see the family.
第一方面他就想，他很想看为什么，因为他每次想到说为什么这样的人还可以有平安有盼望，不自怜不绝望。
Well, what about him all the time was that he asking why people like this don't have self-pity.
但是我是一个很有名的记者。
He said, but I'm a very well-known writer.
我是一个名作家。
I'm a good journalist.
所有的大电视都访问过我。
He said, all the major TV network interviewed.
但是我怎么好像没有他这样，常常内心有一种空虚跟不饱足。
But how come I do not have that satisfaction that they do? I have some emptiness in my heart.
所以我一定要去看看这个家庭现在怎么样。
So I gotta go there to see what's happening.
Okay. 当他到那个家庭的时候，那个姐姐 Jenny 就把门打开。
So when he got there, Jenny, the older sister, opened the door.
哇，他不能够相信他所看到的。
He couldn't believe what he saw.
啊，满地都是礼物。
He saw a hall over the floor of their gifts.
有家里有电器，有冰箱，有一些小的 stove， 那个 oven。
And their appliances, their oven, their furniture inside the house.
有地毯呢。
And their carpets.
有圣诞树，甚至有圣诞树。
Even a Christmas tree.
并且呢，地上好多这个一箱一箱的礼物，是食物还有衣服。
And on the floor there's still a lot of packages of food and clothing.
还包括有大衣，有这个手套，还有围巾，因为冬天。
Their coat, their scarf, their gloves.
为什么
？Why？
因为这是他写那个专栏报道，人家芝加哥看了，芝加哥最有需要的人家寄过来捐过来了。
Because this was the result of his editorial, and people read it and feel that they should satisfy these needs and send donate to them.
对，他觉得他做的工作还不错，哎，他更他让他惊奇了。他说，哎，奇怪，这个祖母带着两个孙女下边把那些礼物分开，食物包包一包一包包着。
Well, he felt pretty good about himself, but then he saw that the grandmother taking the two granddaughters started to repack these gifts and food.
他问说你们在干什么
？Into small packages. He said, "What are you doing?"
那个祖母跟他讲说，我们准备送到我们的邻居那里去。
And the grandmother said, "I'm ready to distribute these gifts to our neighbors."
他更惊奇了，要是我那个贫穷这礼物啊，天上来了，留着就好了。哎，他准备一半以上都要送给。邻居
He was in shock because the grandmother ready to give away almost half of all the gifts they got.
他问这个祖母为什么要这样
He asked the grandmother why.
他说这是神给我的礼物
She said, this is the gift of God to me.
耶稣说我不能我很多但我的邻舍还是这么少
Jesus said that I may have a lot but my neighbor still has very little.
然后更他惊奇的，他就问这个祖母说：“你认为这些慷慨寄礼物给你的，你觉得怎么样
？”Amazingly, he asked her about the people who send the gifts to them.
这个祖母说：“我实在是很感谢这些人他们这么大的爱心，我也感谢神给我这些礼物。
”She said, "I'm very thankful for their love, and I thank God also for these gifts."
但其实我是不配这些礼物的。
She said, "But I'm really unworthy for all these gifts."
所以我感谢神。
So I thank God.
但是我更感谢神给我一个更大的礼物。
But I thank God for giving me even greater gift.
那就是明天圣诞节耶稣这个礼物。
Which is tomorrow that Jesus is the gift.
这个 Lee Strobel 那时候心里就有一个更大的惊奇。
And he even have a greater amazement in his heart.
他也有一个欲望。
So he had this wish.
他说我那时候就很想知道耶稣是谁。
So he said, I really wish I want to know who Jesus is.
为什么我从这些人这么贫穷，这么什么都没有，心里可以有平安
？He said, How come through all these poor people they have such?
我有这么多物质，但我却常常焦急不安。
I have so much material goods, but I'm always anxious.
我看到他们有喜乐跟慷慨。
They have generosity. They have peace.
但我却常常为我自己的雄心、我的事业、 内心常常感到孤单。
He said, but I'm so conceited and feel lonely because of my wish for success.
我看到他们有这么样的属天的盼望，我却在世上常常只顾自己，没有盼望。
I see the contrast of their heavenly hope of my earthly wishes.
我看到他们可以经历到那个人的内在属灵上的奇妙，但我却常常只活在物质的层面。
He said, I see them to sense and feel the spiritual needs in people's heart, but I could only feel the material.
所以那一天他就开始下决定，我要去找耶稣，到底是为什么？他就去考察。
So that day he made his mind up to research who Jesus is.
几年以后，他成为基督徒。
A few years later, he became a Christian.
当然，像他这么会思考、这么有学问、有能力的人，神选召他不会白白，当然要大大使用他。
You know, God would not waste such a gift of a very logical, very reasonable human.
所以他后来被神大大使用。
So God used him.
他出版大概20几本书。
He published about 20 some books.
大概其中5-6本都是 New York Times 的 bestseller。
5 or 6 of them are the bestseller.
刚刚我讲他们的 Case for Christ， 大家可以去看看。你要更加传福音，你要读那本书。
And you could go take a look at this book.
但里头他讲到，为什么如果有神，为什么世上还会有苦难？
Talk about questions like there's a God, how can they be suffering in the world?
为什么圣经里头旧约神怎么这样的严厉的管教那些抵挡神的人？
Also,
都是很理性的。
Why is God so severe in the Old Testament in punishing the pagans?
很多书被大大使用。
Very logical, very reasonable God used.
不止这样，他被神使用到一个地方，他除了一方面是 Chicago Tribune 的大记者，一方面他是芝加哥一个大概全美国最大教会的牧师啊，他不是主任牧师，因为他没有那么多课，他是那个教会的教导牧师。
So for a long time he was not only editor writer, but he also one of the associate pastor in one of the biggest churches in Chicago.
那个教会就是在美很有名的 Willow Creek Community Church.
And that's the Willow Creek Community Church. He was one of the associate pastors.
今天是圣诞节。
Today is Christmas.
我们一方面除了感谢神
，On one side we thank the Lord.
耶稣带来我们真正的饱足。
But Jesus gave us the true satisfaction.
愿我们真是在跟随他的道路里头，我们的信心越来越成长。
But in our pursuit of Christ, we will grow in our faith.
从耶稣的饱足，真是可以领受到。
We receive from the satisfaction of Jesus.
这样我们才能够做见证。
So that we could be a good testimony.
你看，就像这对贫穷的祖母的人，你看。他影响一个人，而这个人最后被神大大使用，造就全世界很多人。
Just like this grandmother, she influenced a person which God could greatly use.
耶稣给我们饱足，不是只是为我们自己。
Jesus gave us satisfaction not just for ourselves.
他要耶稣带来的那个荣光好处从我们身上显出去，借着我们，让别人也看到，因此也能够从神得到真正的饱足。
And the goodness and the glory he has given to us will be reflected to bring satisfaction to other people.
愿神祝福我们每一位。
May the Lord bless each and every
one. 愿这个圣诞节的好处临到我们每一个人。
May the goodness of Christmas reach in.
让我们明年成为他更好的光。
So we can find better light for him next year.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们要谢谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你的降生实在是用言语讲不完。
Your birth cannot be described by language.
我们从圣经到处对你的启示，我们实在是看到你这个礼物，真的是没办法形容。
Through the revelations of the scripture, we know we cannot describe this gift.
从你在世上所成就的，看到这历史上因着你的作为，我们无法说讲得清楚。
What you have done in this throughout history, what you've accomplished, we cannot finish describing using our words.
谢谢你，今天这段经文。你让我们再度向你感谢。
Through the scripture, we thank you today.
因为你赐给我们是那真正饱足的食物。
Because you've given that truly satisfying.
也是我们最基本需要、最重要的食物。
These are most basic need, most important food.
谢谢你给我们这天上的食物。
Thank you for giving us this heavenly bread.
我们愿意更加的爱你。
We want to love you more.
感谢，祷告，靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.